New York state lawmakers are back at the Capitol today for another special session to deal with the state's deficit and possibly act on that same-sex marriage bill. For more on what's ahead in Albany this week, we turn to Capitol reporter Karen DeWitt. Karen, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
So the main thrust of Governor Patterson's plan to balance the budget is to make cuts to health care and education. Lawmakers didn't take much action last week. Are they likely to do anything this week?
They seem even further away from agreement as we start this week. Over the weekend, seven upstate and suburban Senate Democrats said they're against the governor's mid-year proposed school aid cuts of nearly $700 million. So right now, there's not enough votes in the Senate to even pass the school year cuts. So the problem is it's very unpopular to cut health care and education. It's hard decisions to be made, but the problem is they're 55% of the budget. So unless they're going to do one-shots or borrow money or raid some funds, they're going to have to at some point, you know, just bite the bullet and make some of these cuts.
And Karen, also the unions are playing a big role in this as well.
Yes, there's a lot of intense lobbying against these cuts. We saw a big rally of healthcare workers unions at the Capitol. 2,000 people came to Albany last week. They're running ads. And so they're really putting the pressure on the lawmakers right now, too.
Now, what about the same-sex marriage bill? Will that be included in this? Will the Senate act on that?
It's hard to say. There was kind of this odd announcement by Governor Patterson last week saying that the Senate will vote on gay marriage by the end of the year, but they haven't figured out a date yet. So it could happen this week. My guess is it's more likely it'll happen later in the year. I know we're running out of year here, but maybe in a special session in December or something like that.
And Karen, finally, running kind of parallel to these budget negotiations, former Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno, he's entering the third week of his criminal trial. What's on top of that?
That's right. The prosecution has called dozens of witnesses. They're going to wrap up this week. The defense starts. Essentially, they're saying that he used his political position to make money. Senator Bruno maintains that he has a right to earn a living. It's a part-time legislature. He didn't break any state laws. And it's probably going to go on for at least a couple more weeks.
Okay, that's reporter Karen DeWitt from Albany. Karen, thanks so much.
Thank you.